We continue to share in Sikhai Sanan, the wisdom of the wise sayings of Abinazal. We're now on paragraph 25. Abinazal discusses the topic of the human brain. Human brain is very complex, extremely so, and is one of the greatest marvels of creation. It is that which makes a human being superior to all other types of creation, even superior to angels. Because the human brain has the power of selecting, choosing between that which is good, that which is advisable, that which is commanded so by Hashem, and even the power to select that which is wrong, to go against Hashem's command. But the human brain also possesses the power of retention, which means the kodesh, remembering. Remembering means that if you think about it clearly, means that there is a storage place in the mind where a person stores information. Whether it is something which is deep or difficult to understand, whether it's just simple information, simple facts, these are stored in a person's mind. The longer a person lives, the more he hears, the more he learns, the more that is stored in the mind. And if there is no aperture, no leak in the mind, in the brain, and all that remains stored in the brain. Abinazal now says, imagine the marvel, the wonder about the nature of the human brain. Because let us say that a person wants to recall a certain fact, something that occurred a year ago or a month ago. He heard this item or he learned this item a month ago and he stored it in his memory. Since that time, he has heard thousands of items. He has seen an untold number of additional incidents. He has had many discussions. He has learned many topics. And now, suddenly, he wants to recall this one item way back of a month ago. It means he now has to delve, dig deeply into his memory and pull out that one single item that we can understand. But imagine that in pulling out that one item, he's going to upset the array of all the new items that were stored afterwards. They were placed in order, one on top of the other. By pulling out this item a month ago, 1,000 items back, this means he must upset everything. He's got to dig into it, and the same as if you would have a display of fruit, let's say, or cartons. You want to pull out one from the bottom, this means the whole thing goes helter-skelter and flying. Here, when you pull out something from memory from way back, it means that the whole mind becomes muddled, befuddled, and of all this dazzling array of items stored in memory, you pull out that one single item that you require now. How does a person do that without driving himself insane? Imagine if a nation flying around in the brain at a tremendous speed, because in 1 second he wants to bring out something as thousands of items away. How is this done? A good question. The answer is very simple, straight fact. The answer is this is a marvel. This is one of the wonders of the greatness of Hashem. Hashem's creation is such that a person can actually, normal person, normal of course, again, normal, can withdraw, make a withdrawal from the brain of an item that was deposited a very long time ago without upsetting everything else that is stored in the brain. There are things stored in the brain vertically, horizontally, diagonally. Yet one single item is pulled out, nothing is upset. A person doesn't have to search too long throughout all the items to open them and read them as a computer would to read out. He simply pulls on that which he needs at that moment and he gets it. This, of course, is something which is invisible. You can't see the writing in a person's brain if you operate it. So this is one of the greatest marvels of creation, and this is one of the examples of the infinite greatness of Hashem in his creating the infinite items in this world. One of the most wondrous is the human brain. Of course, the lesson is then that since a human being, a Jew, is endowed with something that is so complex and so wondrous, and surely he should utilize this blessing for a good cause. Store only that which is precious, that which is worthwhile. Of course, you recall what the Gemara says. A brain is different than any other receptacle by nature. Nature is that if you have a 10-ounce glass, when you pour 10 ounces of liquid into this glass, try to add one more ounce, you find that it's impossible. Once that glass is full, you cannot add anything more to that glass. If the glass is empty, you can then add 10 ounces to it. The brain is exactly the opposite. In the case of knowledge that is whole, knowledge of Torah, if a person's mind is a blank, the person's brain is empty, a vacuum, try to pour information into it, the person will understand nothing. This person has no good developed brain. There's nothing in it yet. You cannot teach this person anything because nothing will penetrate, enter into it. But if the brain is crammed, filled with a lot of information, a lot of depth, a lot of knowledge of Torah, you want to add information to it, it grasps, it absorbs immediately. So a brain that is empty will not accept. A brain that is full will absorb much more than before. It's the opposite of a regular keli, regular receptacle. And this blessing, this unusual blessing in the brain, this power that is given to a person by Hashem, should be utilized for a good cause, and that is to serve Hashem by studying Torah. Every single word of Torah that a person learns is an individual mitzvah. Again, we note there is a connection between every one of these paragraphs. It is not open, it's not obvious, but if you look at it closely, you'll find the connection.